translation. All glory, all glory to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, by whose mercy I have attained Sri Radha Govinda. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Narottam Das Thakur, who is famous for his poetic composition known as Prarthana, has lamented in one of his prayers, "When will Lord Nityananda be merciful upon me, so that I will forget all material desires?" Srila Narottam Das Thakur confirms that unless one is freed from material desires to satisfy the needs of the body and senses, one cannot understand the transcendental abode of Lord Krishna, Vrindavan. He also confirms that one cannot understand the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna without going through the direction of the six Goswamis. In another verse, Narottam Das Thakur has stated that without the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot enter into the affairs of Radha and Krishna. Translation once again. All glory to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, by whose mercy I have attained Sri Radha Govinda. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Agyanan Jana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yaina Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschaste Sukhanine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. I must admit that this chapter is one of my favorites. And when I was text the verse and by Ravinder, I was very delighted. I thought, wonderful. What an amazing chapter it is. Truly incredible. The chapter is chiefly devoted to describing the essential nature and glories of Lord Nityananda Balaram. Lord Krishna is, as we know, the absolute truth, absolute personality of Godhead. And his first expansion in a form for pastimes is Sri Balaram. It has been described in this chapter that beyond the limitation of this material world is the spiritual sky, the Pariyoma, which has many spiritual planets, the supreme of which is undoubtedly Krishna Loka. And there it is, right in front of me, the lotus in that picture. That picture's been there for a long time. Krishna Loka, the abode of Krishna, has three divisions, which are Dwarka, Mathura, and Gokula. In that abode, the Supreme Personality of Godhead expands himself. Four planetary portions: Krishna, Balaram, Prajumna, the transcendental Cupid, and Aniruddha. Lord Balaram is the original Sankarshan. And from this Sankarshan expands another Sankarshan, called Mahasankarshan, who resides in one of the unlimited Vaikuntha planets. The painting over there, we can count the planets there, but they're unlimited. By his internal potency, Mahasankarshan maintains the transcendental existence of all the planets in the spiritual sky. Lord Nityananda is that original Sankarshan and Mahasankarshan. And his expansion as the Purushas in the universe are planetary expansions of Lord Nityananda. Yes. So can we just imagine his position? Just imagine his position. Far beyond any of those Vishnu avatars. Of course, I'm a big fan of Lord Nityananda, so I'm going to really rub it in. In this chapter, Kaviraj Goswami, Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Shri Gonitai Bhagwan ki jai. In this chapter, Kaviraj Goswami has described the history of his leaving home for a personal pilgrimage to Vrindavan, and his achieving all success there in the Holy Dham. In this description, it is revealed that Kaviraj Goswami's original parental home and birthplace were in the district of Gatwa. Kaviraj Goswami's brother had invited Minaketan Ramdas, a great, great devotee of Lord Nityananda, as many of us would know, to his home. He'd invited him. But the priest, there was a priest by the name of Mr. Mishra, didn't receive him very well. And Kaviraj Goswami's brother, not recognizing the glories of Lord Nityananda, also took side with the priest. Now, if one doesn't recognize the glories of Lord Nityananda, then they are in a very pitiful situation. Very unfortunate. Minaketan Ramdas regretted this a lot. And this was indeed a great disaster for the brother of Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. But on that very night, Lord Nityananda himself graces Kaviraj Goswami in a dream and ordered him that leave immediately and go to Vrindavan. And that's what he did. He left on the order of Lord Nityananda. We see that in the Nityananda Charitamrita, written by Vrindavan Das Thakur, the glories of Lord Nityananda are nicely described there. And beginning with the Mangalacharanam, Ajanulambita Bhajo Kanakada Dato Sankirtana Kripitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishvambaro Dvijabaro Jugadharma Palo Bande Jagat Priyakaro Karuna Avataro. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, whose long arms extend to their knees. They have splendid golden complexions, and they inaugurated the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Their eyes resemble the petals of lotus flowers. They are maintainers of all the worlds, the best of the brahmanas, the protectors of the religious principles of this age. They bring happiness to the people of the world and are the best and are the most merciful of all incarnations. The most merciful of all incarnations. That's how the Mangalacharanam begins with. In this purport, which is relatively short, Srila Prabhupada has mentioned that Srila Narottam Das Thakur, and there's a lot of mention of him literally on this purport, and his Shri Prarthana, which consists of 53 songs. I don't know whether anyone's gone through them. But the 37th song is the best song, because that's Nithai Pada Kamala, Koti Chandra Shushitala. That's the 37th one. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda described there. And they give shelter. Where shelter cannot be given. And the shelter is such that millions of moons are giving shelter. Not just one moon, but millions of moons. Can you imagine that? Like giving shelter there. Narottam Das Thakur appeared in 1520 AD. The son of a monarch, a powerful monarch, Krishnanandan. Mother's name was Narayani. And the astrologer, when he appeared, the astrologer predicted that your young prince will be a powerful, powerful monarch. And even the Mohammedans would be fearful of him. Or he will be a spiritual leader, a spiritual master, and thousands upon thousands of disciples he will have. One of the two, he mentioned to the parents. Of course, the parents, and father in particular, would want him to be a powerful monarch. But, as we know, Narottam Das Thakur became a great acharya, left everything, left his whole kingdom, and surrendered. At the age of 12, he had a dream, and Lord Nityananda appeared in his dream. And he said, the following morning, rush over to the Padma River and dive straight into the river and bathe in it. For the Padma River will bestow upon you love of God, Chaitanya Prem. So the 12-year-old boy rushed over to the Padma River the following morning, went straight into the river. The goddess of the river herself appeared in front of him. And by the instructions of Lord Chaitanya, bestowed upon him Gaura Prem at the age of 12. In the purport of this 204th verse, Prabhupada mentions that one cannot approach Krishna directly, but through Lord Chaitanya. And one cannot approach Lord Chaitanya directly, but through Lord Nityananda. That's the process. And the classic example of this is Raghunath Das Goswami. If we recollect, Raghunath Das Goswami, again, the son of a very wealthy family, periodically attempted to leave his parents and join ISKCON, join the temple. But again and again and again, he was brought back. Again and again. It's like that with all of us when we leave, isn't it? I remember when it took me 3 years to join the temple. And when I joined, and my mother, she brought over a social worker to the temple to convince the authorities. And I had just put on saffron, I hid into the kitchen fridge because I was fearful of my mother taking me back. And then slowly I came out of the fridge, the old fridge, Lalita Mataji will remember. There was enough room for me to squeeze in there. So for Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, it was very difficult for him to join the mission of Lord Chaitanya. And then he thought, well, I must take the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So he goes and he sees Lord Nityananda seated majestically underneath a banyan tree on a humongous rock, a very nice rock. And he sees the Lord Nityananda sitting there with all his followers, devotees, disciples, everyone there. And from a little distance, Lord Nityananda spots him. And he gets up and he calls him, come over here, for you are a thief. He addresses him as a thief. Because you are attempting to go directly to Lord Chaitanya without taking my mercy. You are a thief. Come closer. And Raghunath Das Goswami, the young Goswami, came closer. Lord Nityananda showers his mercy by putting his feet upon his head. And all the assembled Vaishnavas were so thrilled, Hari Bol, they shouted. And then it was possible for him to join the temple, as it were. Because he received the mercy of Lord Nityananda. In the Nectar of Devotion, there is the 22nd chapter. And the qualities of Krishna are further explained in that chapter. The 32nd quality is compassion. Naturally, he is the most compassionate. Srila Prabhupada states that because Krishna is compassionate and he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is very difficult to actually approach him. But the devotees are expert. The devotees taking advantage of his compassionate nature, which is represented by Radharani. The devotees always pray to her for Krishna's compassion. And as Lord Chaitanya represents Srimati Radharani, devotees approach him via Lord Nityananda. So ultimately, he's the boss. Let's forget everyone else. It's Lord Nityananda who we should be approaching. Of course, in the Nectar of Devotion, the 12th chapter, there is a lot of importance of rendering service to the devotees. Because it's through the devotees that you ultimately approach Lord Nityananda and then follow on from there. In the Padma Purana, it's mentioned that there is a very, very nice statement praising the service of Vaishnavas. In the Padma Purana, Lord Shiva says, "My dear Parvati, there are different methods of worship. My dear Parvati, there are different methods of worship. And out of all such methods, the worship of the Supreme Person is considered to be the highest. But even higher than the worship of the Lord is the worship of His devotees, as we all know." Similar statement is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 3, 3rd canto, chapter 7, text 19, let me become a sincere servant of the devotees. Because by serving them, one can achieve unalloyed devotional service onto the lotus feet of the Lord. By serving them. Let me become a sincere servant of the devotees. And what, in my mind, I'm thinking of Mother Kalanganath, who's always serving us. She's always doing some form of service to the devotees. Even though the devotees want to serve her. There are many thermoses which are brought upstairs to the office for the temple president. Because she makes sure that he's in good health. This is incredible service. Every day these thermoses come. And I'm thinking, oh, another thermos. Of course, there's some nectar in this thermos. I want to drink it, but unfortunately I'm not the temple president. The service of devotees diminishes all miserable material existences and conditions and develops within one a deep, deep devotional love for the Supreme Lord. This is what the service to devotees does. In the Skanda Puran, there is a similar statement. Persons whose bodies are marked with tilak, fortunately mine is, I think, symbolizing the conch shell, wheel, club, and lotus, and who keep the leaves of tulasi on their heads, and whose bodies are always decorated with gopi chandan, even seen once, can help the seer be relieved from sinful activity. Even seen once. So I'm right now taking darshan of this wonderful brahmachari. He's got tilak on. It's definitely going to help me. Even once. Can you imagine that? And then those who without tilak, it's mentioned that if I were to take darshan of Sundar Ji there without tilak, I'd have to go to the sun, take the darshan of the Surya Narayan to purify myself. Incredible. So just the benefit of applying the tilak and another individual taking somewhat form of a darshan of that tilak. I don't know how you do yours, it's wonderful. Such is the potency of a devotee. To relieve all sinful activity, all sinful activity. The Skanda Puran says this, all in the nectar of devotion. A similar statement is found in the Bhagavatam, Canto 4, 19, verse 33. There is no doubt about one's becoming freed from all reactions of sinful activities after visiting a devotee or touching his lotus feet or giving him a sitting place. Even by remembering the activities of such a Vaishnava, one becomes purified. Along with one's whole family. And what then can be said of rendering direct service unto him? The entire family can be purified. In the Adi Parva of the Mahabharata, there is a very nice statement by Lord Krishna himself addressing Arjuna. The Lord says, my dear Partha, one who claims to be my devotee is not so. Only a person who claims to be the devotee of my devotee is actually my devotee. Such is the power of Vaishnav Seva. No one can approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. One must approach him through his pure devotees. Therefore, in the system of Vaishnava activities, the first duty is to accept a devotee as spiritual master and then to render service unto him. Prabhupada concludes in that 12th chapter of the Nectar of Devotion by that statement. Srila Rupa Goswami, affirms that all the quotations given in the Nectar of Devotion from different scriptures are accepted by the great acharyas and the devotees of the Lord. When it comes to Lord Nityananda, there are many pastimes. And one specific pastimes comes to my mind. There are many pastimes at the house of Srivas Thakur, which is really the hub. Constant kirtan is going on. Right now there's Kirtan Mela in Mayapur, which is going on. But in the house of Srivas Thakur, Lord Nityananda would perform his pastimes there. And his mother was the wife of Srivas Thakur, literally his mother, Malini Devi, hence Malini Nithai. We have one devotee called Malini Nithai. And the relationship which Lord Nityananda had with her was incredible. The Lord would be fed by her physically. She would actually feed him. And one time a crow came into the house. A crow. And went towards where the altar is at the house. And this crow, with his beak, I don't know how, but with his beak, picked up a bell metal bowl, which Srivas Thakur was using for Krishna's ghee, for offering Krishna's ghee. And the crow picked it up and flew off. When Mataji Malini realized that this crow had turned up and she was attempting to stop the crow just flew. She was devastated because she was so fearful of her husband. Because her husband was very particular, it's mentioned. He was very strict, Srivas Thakur, of especially the deity worship. So she thought, what am I going to do? You know, the pot's gone, the bowl is gone. What to do? And she started crying because she was helpless. And Lord Nityananda, he appeared there. And when the Lord appears, it's like there's no lamentation at all. It's always constant jubilation. And the Lord says, Mata, why are you crying? What's wrong? And she says, well, this crow turned up and has taken my bowl. And Nityananda, he just laughed. And he said, oh, don't worry about that. I can easily get that. He goes out, summons the crow, that you'd better come back. The crow turns up. And the Lord said, well, bring the bowl wherever you've put it. So the crow flies off again, brings back the bowl. It was a fairly, you know, a nice bowl. Brings it back, puts it on the altar. And Malini Mataji is truly delighted. Incredible. She then offers some prayers to the Lord. Because ultimately she knows his identity. So she offers some prayers. And she addresses the Lord by saying, he brought back the dead son of his guru, meaning Lord Nityananda. He's maintained the entire universe. He can bring anyone back from the house of Yamaraj. For him to bring back the bowl from a crow is not at all wonderful. On his head rests innumerable universes. And he maintains them out of his own sweet pastimes. His holy names destroy all ignorance. For him to bring back the bowl from a crow is not at all wonderful. She then further prays to the Lord. And she mentions, in an earlier incarnation, you constantly protected Sita. during the exile as Lakshman. You never saw any of Sita's body except her lotus feet. Your formidable arrows killed the family of Ravan. For you to bring back the bowl from a crow is not at all wonderful. And then her prayers continue, after which Lord Nityananda just smiles, as always. And he says, "Mother, I'm hungry. Please feed me." To which Malini Mataji was delighted, because anyone who came there was fed. Isn't it? Anyone who comes is fed. Just like if we go to the house of Harivamsa Prabhu, we're fed all the time, because Mataji is always in the kitchen. So Malini Mataji was feeding, and she's personally fed Lord Nityananda. The glories of Lord Nityananda are truly unlimited. They truly are. And one time, Lord Chaitanya glorifies Nityananda. Because sometimes, as we know, Lord Nityananda does amazing things. In the rainy season, when the Ganges is literally overflowing, no one would enter the Ganges. Possibly even now. Because at that time there were huge crocodiles. I remember crocodiles. I was born in Africa. And where we lived, there was a kund. Well, more like an ugly, horrible lake. And there were crocodiles there. And I remember that I was very fearful. But what does Lord Nityananda do? He just dives straight into the Ganges. And everyone's running after him. What are you doing? Get him out. And what does he do? He plays with them. The crocodiles are very happy playing with him, with the Lord. They've got his mercy. But these are the things which the Lord does. And then he comes out. And then he goes to where Lord Chaitanya is sitting, peacefully with all his followers, all the devotees, all the Vaishnavas, assembled Vaishnavas. And what do? When as soon as they see Lord Nityananda, they're kind of shocked. Because literally the Lord has just come out of the water, hasn't bothered to wipe himself, hasn't bothered to dress. He just turns up there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiles. And then he takes off his turban cloth. He takes it off, like he's got a chadar there. Takes it off and covers Lord Nityananda's transcendental body. And then Lord Chaitanya offers prayers to Nityananda. And he mentions, Namne Nityananda tumi rupe Nityananda. E tumi Nityananda Rama Murtimanta Nityananda Parayanta Bhojana Vayahara Nityananda Bune Kichu Nahiko Tomoro Tomore Buchite Shakti Manushera Kato Parama Shukshata Tumi Yato Krishna Tato. Now I'm not a Bengali, I'm a Gujarati. So, you know, sorry for the pronunciation. Your name is Nityananda, and your form is Nityananda. You are indeed the abode of eternal bliss. Non-different from Balaram. You are wandering to the holy places. Your accepting food is simply filled with eternal bliss. Who has the power to understand you? You are the supreme, absolute truth and are as good as Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is offering this prayer. You are as good as Krishna. Jai Nityananda. And then what does the Lord do? He offers many more prayers. But then he says to Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya offers many prayers to Lord Nityananda. And then Lord Chaitanya, he said to Lord Nityananda, take off your kopin. So everyone's thinking, what?
Lord Nityananda gives Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, his kolpin.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then strips it, makes many, many strips. Just like when we have Abhishek here, soon it will be Gorpunim, but what, 3 weeks back it was Nityananda Triodasi, when it snowed a lot and we had to cancel the whole program. The Abhishek was there. I'm sure the pujaris, they distributed the kolpins of Lord Nityananda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself strips the kolpin and gives it to all the devotees. Isn't it amazing? Gives it to all the devotees. And then he continues his glorification of Lord Nityananda, which goes on and on and on. So there are many accounts like that. One of my favorite pastimes is when Lord Nityananda, for the first time, came or went to Jagannath Puri. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the first time, when he was approaching Puri, he turned to his servant, Mukunda Datta, and he said to Mukunda, I'd like to go alone. I don't want to go with everyone, because they'll just kick up a fuss. I want to go alone. What do you think? Mukunda Datta said, yes, my lord, you are Swatantra. You can do whatever you want. You go alone. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went alone. And as we all know, when he got to the Simbadwara, he enters and then he faints, doesn't he? And then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya turns up there. And then all the devotees pick up the transcendental body of the Lord and take him to the house of Sarvabhauma. And shortly after that, the other devotees turn up. Everyone else. And it was a big commotion, headed by Lord Nityananda. Now Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he realized that the devotees are coming. So he had one panda, the name of which is not given. One panda, he said, this is going to be the guide. So he will guide the devotees. Just like when we all go, you know, there's a guide, there's a panda. I don't particularly like to be guided. But, you know, there's a guide. So for the other devotees who are coming, there was a guide. And this guide turned to Lord Nityananda and he said, now you won't do anything silly, will you? You'll behave yourself, right? Lord Nityananda said, yeah, don't worry about that. As soon as he gets into the Simbadwara, what does the Lord do? He runs. And he's in, you know, it's beyond ecstasy. He just runs and he's rushing to get to the altar. Everyone's thinking, what's going on? He's doing something silly again. Hundreds of pandas turn up and they're on top of him, literally. But the Lord, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just with a little flick, they all go flying everywhere, in all directions. And then he enters further and further. And soon as he sees the altar of Subhadra in the middle, Jagannath, Balaram, he sees, and the Lord just rushes, and the pujaris are thinking, who is this person? And then the pujaris come toppling over on top of him, but to no avail, for again all the pujaris are just tossed aside. And Lord Nityananda, he doesn't faint, by the way, not like Lord Chaitanya. He goes to Lord, which of the deities? He goes to one of the deities, I'm not going to reveal it, and just hugs the deity. And with elongated arms, he's got elongated arms. And these deities are pretty massive. And they go all the way around. And he's hugging so tightly. There are pujaris who turn up, try to, you know, take him off. For this is not appropriate etiquette or behavior. And then they send for, because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is in his house dealing with the fainted sannyasi. The word comes to him that someone's on the altar, you better turn up. So through the tunnel he goes, because at his house there's a tunnel which leads right up to the altar. I've sometimes thought that
Godada so fast. Maybe there's a tunnel somewhere from his house. I mean, he's got a nice big transcendental body, but somehow he's there like a shot. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he's there like a shot, and he sees that this is no ordinary personality. And Lord Nityananda, who is he hugging? He's hugging Balaram. And he just wouldn't let go. And everyone's, you know, it's like a whole festival. Everyone, thousands upon thousands of persons. Everyone's attempting to take him away from the altar. Of course, they can't really do anything. Then eventually the Lord lets go. Why? Because he's informed that Lord Chaitanya has fainted. What? The Lord has fainted? I'd better let go. So he then lets go. An incredible pastime. I wanted to conclude and end by mentioning, or by reading out really, some of the prayers of Lord Nityananda. In the Charitamrita of Nityananda, there is the Nityananda Ashtakam, which we seldom hear. Right? So I just wanted to read out some of the verses there, because they are ever so sweet. The first being, Sri Nityananda Prabhu's face is more beautiful and cooling than the autumnal moon. The effulgence coming out from his body is supremely beautiful. He always moves like a mad elephant, since he is always intoxicated with Krishna Prema. He is always mad after Krishna Prema. His body is completely pure spiritual energy. He always has a smiling face. He's never sad. His eyes are very fickle, moving to and fro. His lotus hands always holds a glowing staff. Yes, that is Nityananda, who, by the beating of that staff, destroys all our reactions of Kali Yuga. Destroys all our reactions of Kali Yuga. We should take shelter of Sri Nityananda and cry for the mercy of Nityananda. He is the root of Krishna Bhakti Prema Daru, the root of the tree of loving devotion unto Krishna. I do my bhajan of Nityananda, the very root of Krishna Bhakti Vriksha. Vrindavan Das Thakur is praying like that. These are his prayers. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is the reservoir of all transcendental mellows. He is the life and soul of all the devotees. Nobody can compare to him in all the three planetary systems. He is very dear to one and all. He is the beloved husband of Sri Vasudha Ma and Janava Ma. He is always in an ecstatic mood of love, Krishna Prem. He is unknown to crooked and evil-minded persons. I do my bhajan of Lord Nityananda, the very root of Krishna Bhakti Vriksha. Lord Nityananda is very dear to Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He always does good to the whole universe. He is always supremely blissful. He is the embodiment of supreme happiness and blissfulness. He comes to this material world in this Kali Yuga to deliver the sinful persons. There is no limit to his mercy. He constantly does Nam Sankirtan, destroying the pride of this dreadful ocean of material existence. I do my bhajan of Lord Nityananda, the very root of Krishna Bhakti Vriksha. Lord Nityananda tells Sriman Gauranga Mahaprabhu, "Oh brother, what will happen to those most distressed and fallen jivas of Kali Yuga? What will happen? What will happen to them unless you shower your mercy on them? Please show them a way for their deliverance by which they can approach and get your lotus feet." He always talks to Sriman Mahaprabhu like this. "I do my bhajan of Lord Nityananda, the very root of Krishna Bhakti Vriksha." Nityananda Balaram ki jai. Those are just four prayers, and I think I will conclude here. Stop. If there are any comments, corrections, very warmly welcome. If there are any questions, there are senior devotees here who can answer them.